week, Saskatchewan Rush are heading to the NLL Finals for the first time since 2018. What's this moment mean for you and the group, and what was that moment like in the locker room when you guys got off the court?
Oh, it was special. It probably hasn't really sunk in, to be honest with you. The way we just won that game is pretty surreal, to be honest. Being around the game for as long as I have, I feel like I've maybe been on the other end of one like that. But probably regular season, but the magnitude of what we were up against and to come through and to execute and to make plays, it's pretty special. So obviously, a few years ago when we kind of started moving in a bit of a different direction from the 2015, 16, 17, 18, those years, we felt like we had a plan, and then to kind of see the plan come into fruition here is real special.
What was it like to watch those moments over that 10-minute span of you guys falling behind two goals, fighting back, Hossack scoring to tie it, and then getting the game winner? Just what was it like on the bench there?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I think our composure on the bench, we were a little bit, it starts with me. I was a little bit kind of after the refs in the first half and kind of derailed their focus. And I felt in the second half we were really focused. They scored to go up 7-6, and we kind of just said, well, we got to get the next one. Shanksy scores a great goal to make it 7-7. They go up 8-7. They go up 9-7. There wasn't a lot of goals there for a long time, right? And all of a sudden now it's lacrosse. There's four. We get the ball with a minute left, and you know it's just interesting too how things work out, that there was a TV timeout that allowed us to save our timeout, which allowed us kind of to get a set play in without having to use that timeout. And then, you know, the message to the guys was like, just execute, really. Like, we feel like we can create a play and can generate a shot. We got to execute. Zach Mann's made a tremendous shot. We got another look, 6-on-5, obviously, Clark Walter right in front of the net. We were able to get our press team on. We do practice that, trying to get the ball in the air. I thought Mike Messenger made an unbelievable effort play. You know, Ryan Barnwell, great play to get the ball up the floor, and then Matty Haas to get us to overtime. So pretty crazy on the bench, but to be honest, we were pretty calm. Like, we were pretty calm, and obviously there was some big celebrating when we got that ninth goal to tie it. But really, at the end of the day, I think our composure, you know, when we talk about, you know, doing things that move us forward, we were really good at it when we needed to be.
For a commitment to win that game and get the game to overtime, I just wanted to ask about that last series of Mike swatting his stick, causing the turnover, getting the ball quickly up the end and scoring, just that type of play and the commitment to try and somehow tie the game.
Yeah, and again, I think that's what we like to hang our hats on. We're a group that enjoy the work. We like the work. We feel like privilege that we get to go and work. And so to see Mess come up with that play, again, tremendous play, but you know, when you think about it and you see his work day in and day out, it's, you almost come to expect it even though you shouldn't, but that's just who Mike Messenger is.
As you shift the focus now to Buffalo and you know, a good opponent coming up, is there anything, or is it too early to start to, you know, break down film and where you guys match up, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, we played them once earlier this season, and then, we, you know, last weekend their games fell on Friday and Sunday. We played on Saturday, so we were able to catch a good portion of their Friday game after our practice, and then I watched all their games Sunday, so they're a handful. They're a handful. They got two of the best players in the league, and Josh Byrne and Dane Smith. They got, arguably probably the best goalie who's ever played the game, maybe the best player who's ever played the game, in Matt Vince, and they got a defense that's stingy, that takes away the middle of the floor, and they, you know, besides those two guys up front, they got another five that can score. So again, we'll have our hands full, but our focus is going to be us. Our focus was us going into Halifax, our focus was us going into Georgia, and we'll worry about us and what we can control, and we'll be ready.
You have obviously a confident team throughout the course of the season, a team that's only gained confidence as the year has gone along. But what does a moment like this do for just belief for this group?
We spoke before the game about kind of three things, you know, like believing in each other and ourselves and trusting ourselves, and then, you know, going out and executing. And again, I think, you know, when you get those results, I think it continues to grow. But again, I go back to our composure on the bench. It was just awesome. And so we know what we have in that room. We love what we have in that room. And truthfully, there's, you know, 30 people that are happy. They got to keep hanging out together.
Holden had mentioned, you know, 5 years, 6 years into the league now, this is his first playoff run, and the first three games have been magical. How important is it to enjoy tonight, and then when do you get back onto work for Buffalo?
Yeah, we'll get on to work with Buffalo tomorrow. Again, like I said, I think we've got a good start on them, having played them this year, having seen a number of their last games, they actually played Halifax fairly late in the season. So it's funny, you start breaking down film for Halifax and all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at Buffalo as well. So, you know, some of the things we thought we could exploit against Halifax, we saw, you know, how Buffalo played. So there's some of that stuff, but we'll definitely enjoy it tonight, and then we'll get to work tomorrow.
Thank you, Jeff.